Might have something that comes in six packs.
Oh, beer. Yeah, beer.
Okay. Do you have any joking terms for that?
Just beer.
Okay. Have you heard anybody use any terms?
Oh, sometimes they called it suits. Suits.
Okay, if you went to a bakery, you might buy something that you could eat for breakfast to go with.
Donuts.
Okay, no, that's one thing.
And coffee rolls and a coffee cake or something like that you want to have in the morning for breakfast with your coffee.
And what's the difference between a coffee cake and a coffee roll?
Well, a coffee roll, they have raisins in it, and icing, and they're square. And a coffee cake is round in a little pan, and you can cut it in triangles either way you want, a little, you know, and take your slice out and eat it. It has raisins in it, too, but it has a little round hole in the center. And then it has a little white icing, too, on the side, but it's more of, you know, fringes all over, like, top of it. It's good, though.
And what do you call the white stuff on top?
Icing.
Okay. How about the word for the stuff that's also over donuts?
Icing.
Okay.
And then some of them you can get it plain without the icing on. Have plain donuts. And somebody, and then you have some with the, it's chocolate icing, and then they have the white icing.
Okay. Have you ever seen a rectangular frosted donut?
No, I don't think I have.
Have you heard of a Long John?
Long John. I heard of a long, and hot dog, something like that, a long. Lord, I mean, not in a donut.
Okay. What would you call a donut that on the inside has jelly?
Oh, that's a lemon puff. Lemon puff. And then sometimes they just have a little sprinkle. White sugar on it, just a little white sugar. Doesn't be icing, just a little white sugar they sprinkle on top of it. It's a lemon puff.
What if it had a raspberry filling inside? What would that be called?
Raspberry puff.
Oh, I see. So puff.
Because see, it's the lemon is the lemon taste, and then the raspberry is the raspberry taste. So it'd be a raspberry puff.
Okay. Have you heard of a Bismarck?
No.
Okay. What would you call a donut that is kind of twisted?
I know what you're talking about. I've seen those now. They twist and then they have a little white sugar on top of those. I don't really call them twisted donuts. So I think that's what you call them, twisted.
Have you heard of a cruller?
Cruller, mm-mm.
Okay. Now we've got some questions about clothes.
Oh, man.
Okay. First of all, if you're washing your dishes, a woman might remove her
ring off a finger.
Okay. Now, if you had a very, very large, sort of showy ring, do you have any names for a ring like that?
Well, that's something like a ring, a dinner ring, if you go out for dinner. It'd be large, you know, go out for dinner in these parties and association, you know, like that. That's a dinner ring.
Okay. If you have pants, now this is for both men and women, that came to right above the knee.
Those are shorts.
Okay.
And the right above the knee.
Right.
Those are shorts.
Okay, now what if they were higher up?
Wait, you mean right to the knee? We had something called pillow pushes now to go right to the knee. Right
here.
Uh-huh, my pillow pushes right to the knee, but go way up, they short. Showing the thighs now. When you go past the thighs and go to the knee, you call them pillow pushes.
Okay.
That's what we call them, pillow pushes.
Okay, what about pants that come right to the middle of the calf?
Well, that's not, let me see, that's not a whole pants. Well, that's still half of the pillow pushes but gone over the knee then, because it's still not showing all that hip part up here. But as long as you show that hip part and go back there, that's a pair of shorts.